Torah tells us the dramatic story of Yaakov Avinu's flight from home, back in Parashas Vayetze. And the Torah tells us, again, we know the story, after the birthright, Esav is ready to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov fled to the home of Lavan, ostensibly to find a wife, at least that was the stated reason. But in reality, that was part of it, but it was also to go ahead and escape the wrath of Esav. And the Torah Kedosha tells us that on that first night when Yaakov Avinu is traveling, he falls asleep. And during his slumber, he has a most magnificent dream, vision. He dreamt of a ladder. Sula Mutzav Artsa, there was a ladder based on the earth. The top of it extended all the way into the heavens. Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yerdimbo, the angels are going up and down the ladder. And not only that, but the Ribon Shel himself, God himself, was perched on the top of the ladder. And it is there in that dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to Yaakov, telling Yaakov, don't worry. Don't be afraid. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. You'll be successful with Lavan. You'll make it back to Canaan. All will be good. And the Torah records, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah. So Yaakov woke up from his dream. And Vayikatz is not just waking up, but almost waking up startled. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is clearly God in this place. Va'anochi lo yadati, and I did not know. And Rashi understands that what Yaakov Avinu was saying was, well, I just had this incredible prophecy, this incredible nevuah, this incredible dream. I just spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just heard from God, and God is right here in this ladder, right perched in this place. Had I known that God was here, I would have never gone to sleep in this place. That's how Rashi understands it. But the great Tzaddik Rameir Premijlan says something so beautiful. He says, the pasuk is to be read as a cause and effect. Yaakov wakes up and he realizes that he has just been privileged to see God, to speak to God. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. And how is one privileged to have such a meaningful and close connection with the Ribono Shel Olam? And the answer is that last phrase, Va'anochi lo yadati. So we translate it as Anochi lo yadati means I did not know. The Rebbe says that's not how you do it. It's Anochi lo yadati. Oh, that makes all sense. Meaning, I did not know myself. Or explains the Rebbe, I did not spend my life focusing on myself. What does this mean? That sometimes throughout life, even without us realizing it, we sometimes become a little bit egocentric, self-centered, and maybe chas v'shalom even a little bit selfish. That everything in life becomes about me, my needs, my wants, my happiness. And sometimes it even leads to an erroneous mindset or a detrimental mindset that it's everyone else's job around me. It's everyone's job to make me happy. Everyone's got to cater to me. Everybody's got to beat, you know, or march to the beat of my drum. Everybody has to do exactly what I need them to do, how I need them to do it. Well, that's not the way life works. That's not the way life works. If you want to be successful in life, a person has to avoid the temptation to be selfish and self-centered. A person has to avoid a life of anochios. It's all about me. Because you see, when a person lives a life that's all about me, there's no room for anyone else, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Ribon Shom. So Yaakov Avinu says, Achin yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is so much godliness, so much connection, such intensity of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Va'anochi lo yadati. Because I don't live a life of focus on the self. The Anochi, which means me, lo yadati. I don't focus on that. I don't know about that. Life is not about me. But rather, life is figuring out how to do something dramatic, how to do something beautiful, how to do something meaningful, be it for the other, be it for the Ribono Shel Olam. But life can't be all about me. Now, this does not mean that a person ignores their needs, or a person doesn't take care of themselves, or a person doesn't enjoy the beautiful pleasures and luxuries of life. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it all here for us to enjoy. The question is, what's your focus? Is the focus all about my happiness, my wants, my needs? Or do I approach life with a greater vision? There's a beautiful insight by the great tzaddik, Rabbi Arnav Karlin. And the Rebbe writes, in the second day of the Aseret HaDibros, the Torah says, Lo sa'aseh lecha pesel. which we translate as, do not make for yourself an idol. Don't make an idol. Idolatry. Avodah Zarah. But the Rebbe says you have to read it a little bit differently. Lo sa'aseh lecha pesel. Don't make you, lecha, into an idolatry, into an idol. There are different forms of idolatry. Some people worship idols, and some people worship themselves. Both are illegal. Both are usher. Self-worship is just another form of idolatry. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, the Rebbe of Karlin teaches us, that in life it is so easy to get kind of caught up with yourself. And it's so easy to get caught up with your own wants, your own needs. It's so easy to get caught up in thinking that Kala Olam Nivra Bishli, the world was created for me. But to corrupt that idea into a level of self-centeredness and selfishness. If you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, says Yaakov Avinu, leave room for him. Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. You want holiness, you want spirituality, you want the Ribono Shel Olam in your life. Lo sa'aseh lecha pesel. Don't make yourself into an idolatry. Va'anochi lo yadati. Don't live life focusing on yourself. If you have approached life with a grander vision, a vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a vision of others, a vision of your people, then you leave plenty of room for the Ribono Shel Olam to enter in to every area, to every arena, to every aspect of your life. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.